Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
This lesson is titled, Good Ideas or God's Ideas? Remember the proverb, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death? This story certainly proves that point. Almost every day in the news, we read about trouble between the Arabs and the Jews. Do you know where that started? In Genesis 16. Here's the situation. It had been 10 long years since God had promised Abram and Sarah that they would have a son. That promise wasn't made when they were newlyweds. Abram was 75, and Sarah wasn't far behind. This clearly was going to be a miracle child. But month after month, nothing. Finally, Sarah lost hope. She felt God had, in her words, restrained me from bearing children. So when we feel God has let us down, what do we do? Ask Him to help us understand? Not if you're like Sarah. We take things into our own hands. Sarah was desperate, and she began thinking, if she couldn't bear this son, a son to be the beginning of a new nation, raised up to share God's message with the whole world, someone else would have to do it. Why, here was Hagar, her young Egyptian maid. She did all sorts of tasks for Sarah. Why not this? We might find this shocking, although surrogate motherhood is still practiced today. But that's what happens when we decide we must do God's work for Him. Hagar did conceive, and the son born to her was named Ishmael, meaning God will hear. He is the father of the Arabs. Who named him? The angel of the Lord. What a rebuke to Sarah. If only she had gone to God with her doubts and fears. Wouldn't God have heard and answered? And what about us? Instead of taking things into our own hands, let's go to the Lord. And remember, God will hear.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.